KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 9 degrees above zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Our forecast is calling for it to be mostly cloudy today with a few flurries and a high near 25. In the news, police in Red Oak arrested three people on burglary and criminal mischief charges last night after they received word about a burglary in progress at a residence in the 900 block of North 4th Street. A relative of the property owner called police at around 8:35 p.m. When officers arrived, the person who called told them a man had entered the residence and was in the upstairs doorway. Officers established a perimeter and called for assistance from other officers and the Red Oak K-9 unit. After the initial suspect was taken into custody, officers learned two more individuals were in the home. The K-9 office, a unit, officers with the Red Oak Police Department and deputies with Montgomery County Sheriff's Department entered the building and arrested two other suspects. The Iowa State Patrol also assisted at the scene. Charged with felony burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief in the fourth degree, a serious misdemeanor, was 29-year-old Kenton Jarvis Schooling, 19-year-old Kaylee Louise Hudson, and 30-year-old Samantha Jo Abraham, all of whom are from Red Oak. Abraham also had a warrant for her arrest on a probation violation issued out of Montgomery County. Schooling and Hudson were held at the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond each, while Abraham's bond was set at $10,000. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A man wearing what authorities say was an obvious disguise robbed the American National Bank in Council Bluffs Monday morning. The incident happened at around 9:45 a.m. at the bank located at 1600 West Broadway. Police say the suspect, a possibly light-skinned male about 30 to 35 years of age, wore a white hat, glasses, novelty beard, hooded jacket with the hood up, a white sweater, and scarf. The man handed a teller a note informing the woman she was being robbed. The note demanded money and to give it to him quickly, police said. The bank teller gave an undetermined amount of money to the suspect in a white plastic bag he had provided. The suspect then fled the scene in an unknown direction. Police say the suspect, who was about 6 feet tall and weighed about 200 pounds, did not show any weapon or make reference to one. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday two recent arrests. On Christmas Day, 35-year-old Philip William Church of Griswold was arrested on charges of OWI second offense, driving while revoked, driving under suspension as well. Church was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was released the following day on his own recognizance. And on December 27th, 21-year-old Brandon Adam Fredrickson of Council Bluffs was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for failure to appear for a child support hearing. Fredrickson was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was being held on $600 bond. An Atlantic man was arrested Monday morning on an assault charge. Police report 24-year-old John Chamberlain III was charged with assault. He was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Authorities in Harlan report the arrest on Saturday of a Polk County man. 32-year-old Nicholas Wayne Randolph of Ankeny was arrested after Harlan police were called to the Murtu Medical Center for an individual involved in a fight. As a result of the investigation, Randolph was taken into custody on an active Illinois warrant. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail where he was being held pending extradition to Illinois. Last Friday, 19-year-old Dylan Hansen of Harlan was taken into custody following a traffic stop. Hansen was arrested after on an active Shelby County bench warrant for violation of probation. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and also charged with driving under suspension. And Harlan police say on December 16th, charges were filed with the Shelby County Clerk of Court when it was determined by officers that 33-year-old Stephen Nichols of Harlan had violated a no-contact order with Melissa Nichols, also of Harlan. Stephen Nichols was charged with violation of the no-contact order. And authorities in Fremont County report a man was arrested Saturday for an alleged sex abuse incident involving minors. The sheriff's department's deputies were called to a report of a crime in progress in the Randolph area. Following an investigation, 23-year-old Andrew James Clover of Randolph was taken into custody on three felony charges of second-degree sexual abuse involving minors. If convicted, Clover faces up to 75 years in prison. Officials say there was at least one victim involved with the incident and possibly as many as two others. The sheriff's department says additional charges against Clover are pending. Clover was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $50,000 bond. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Norma Rasmussen, age 90 of Walnut, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Norma Rasmussen will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Leonard Anderson, age 91 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Leonard Anderson will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ralph Eggers, age 82 of Shelby, died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Ralph Eggers will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Daniel Wegner, age 54 of Harlan, died Friday. A celebration of life service for Daniel Wegner will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. William Bill Kinsey, age 76 of Royal Stewart, died Friday. Funeral services for Bill Kinsey will be this Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Robert Bigelow, age 86 of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robert Bigelow will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Greg Cullen, age 57 of Peculiar, Missouri, and formerly of Messina, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial service for Greg Cullen will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the St. Sabina Catholic Church in Belton, Missouri. Cullen Funeral Home in Raymore, Missouri has the arrangements. Margaret Pringnitz, age 76 of Anita, died Friday. Memorial services for Margaret Pringnitz will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. Deanna Jane Miller, age 73 of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Thursday. A gathering of friends and family of Deanna Miller will be held this Thursday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Beacom Apartment Community Center in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Hector Rodriguez, age 29 of Loveland, Colorado, the son of Eva and Jeff Kraft of Coon Rapids, has died. Funeral services for Hector Rodriguez will be Friday at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Joyce M. Bua Butker, age 79 of Shelby, died Saturday. A private family graveside service for Joyce Butker will be held at a later date in the Graceland Cemetery at Avoca. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kevin Edwards, age 52 of Cumberland, died Sunday at his parents' home in Cumberland. No services are being held at this time for Kevin Edwards. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Norman Kreese, age 81 of Coon Rapids, died Monday in Carroll. Services for Norman Kreese are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Savannah Cannon, age 28 of Atlantic and formerly of Afton, died unexpectedly at her home Friday. Services for Savannah Cannon are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Serena Helinski, age 37, of Anita, died Friday. Funeral services for Serena Helinski are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.